Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 20th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection, and I am Chioneso Njani.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we are talking about the growing activism by young people who say they are fed up with President Robert Mugabe's leadership and are calling for change.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and Twitter at Studio VOA. We can also get connected going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. And we will return your call.
And as usual, as you should know by now, we are streaming live on air. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and also on voashona.com. But on Facebook, we're streaming live. Go to our platforms, voashona, voandebele, and VOA Studio 7.
Despite a sustained crackdown on pro-democracy campaigners by the ZANU-PF government, activists calling on President Robert Mugabe to abdicate power say they are not backing down. In recent weeks, or even months, many of them have been beaten up and thrown in jail.
And some of the activists have suffered broken limbs, but their resolve remains intact. Protests against the government are escalating. And just today, some Zimbabweans are picketing at the United Nations, calling for President Robert Mugabe to step down.
And many of them are saying, "Tajamuga sesijikile asisafuni," as they say.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tajamuga pro-democracy movement, as well as this flag campaign, mm-hmm. which has been very instrumental in organizing the marches. That have been happening here in the United States at the United Nations General Assembly, where President Robert Mugabe is attending and is due to speak tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, of course, Ntunga. So we want to hear from everyone out there. We'll have our reporter, Marvelous Mtlanganya Huye, who will be joining us live on Skype, as well as she is in New York right now and on her way to the United Nations where Zimbabweans are picketing. She'll give us an update, but we'll have our guests. We'll talk to them, find out what their take is on what's going on all around, I guess, the globe, Ntunga, when it comes to Zimbabwean issues.
Indeed, and to give people an update on the issue of the flag, mm-hmm. not this flag movement per se, but the Zimbabwean flag. So the Ministry of Justice released a statement today warning Zimbabweans that anyone who will be found selling a Zimbabwean flag without prior permission from the ministry is in violation and will be arrested and prosecuted. That today coming from the Ministry of Justice, headed by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Emakhaya lichona njani luhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje lapho esikhangela khona umzabalazo oqhubekela phambili umzabalazo wokulwisana lobuhuquluzi lobubi obenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mugabe banengabathi hayi baba Mugabe sokwanele sokwisikhathi sokuba na wehle esihlalweni usuke embusweni batho njalo betajamuka batho njalo be this flag batho njalo be MDC batho njalo bamabandla amanengi achiyeneyo bathi hayi into zinzima elizweni umnotho kawumanga kuhle imisebenzi kayitholakali izithembiso hulumende owasithembisa zona ngaphambilini kokhetho kazikagcwaliswa ngakho bayatshengisela abantu kodwa okusuke kuhluphe abaningi ukuthi bayatshaywa babhaxabulwe kabuhlungu sibonile kunsukwana ezedluleyo ngempela viki betshaywa kakubi ekade betshengisela abenera abamabandla aphikisayo kodwa bathi kasibuyeli muva ukutshengisela sokufinyelela emazweni achiyeneyo sikhuluma nje bayatshengisela abanye khonapha esigodlweni se-United Nations edolobheni elikhulu le-New York lapho umongameli Mugabe akhona bathi hayi baba Mugabe sokuyisikhathi sokubana usuke embusweni vatereri chirongwande chenyu chirongwa The Connection apo nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu kana kuti vanopokana nehurumende ye ZANU-PF vari kuramba vachikampeina kuti haiwa vamugave vachiratidzira vachiti haiwa vamugave siyai basa matadza kutonga kutaura zvino izvi vakawanda vari kuratidzira misti na chichi kunoku kuUnited States kumuzinda weUN kuNew York vari kuti haiwa vamugave taneta neutongi hwenyu naizozo siyai basa.
And of course ntonga sezvavataura we have a marvelous Mhlanganya huye a Studio 7 reporter who's actually there on the ground in New York. Thank you, Marvelous. Can you hear us?
I'm not sure if I'll be able to hear them.
Hello, Marvelous, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, Marv, can you hear us?
Yes, I am. I can hear you.
Oh,
yes, you can hear. I'm actually at the venue. I've just arrived.
We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear, and we can see you. You look like a rock star.
Thank you. But I'm also going to take you into the action, because as I got here, I can see the exchanges between members of December 12th movement who are pro-President Robert Mugabe and, Zimbabweans who are also protesting. They're actually protesting at the Republic of Zimbabwe consulate here in New York.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and see if I can let you see what I am seeing. I'm going to take you to where the protesters are and try and see if the camera will pick them up.
Go ahead and give us the action.
I think you can see them right there in the background.
Sure, we can. Now go ahead and talk to some of them and let's hear what they have to say.
We also have members of December 12th movement, so I'll show you a bit of them, then move away from the action and speak to you, because I can't hear you.
Okay, go ahead, Marv.
Mavi, what do their signs say for those who can't see?
Oh, so that's our reporter, the marvelous Mhlanganya.
Okay, so now I'm coming back to you. I'm moving away from the action so I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Saka Mavi, can you tell us, you just showed us December 12th movement that has been there at the Republic of Zimbabwe, the consulate in New York. Can you tell us what their signs said for those who couldn't see?
From the signs that I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing one held that says "Mercenary for Hire, Ivan Mawarire." Let me show you that sign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. It's now showing on the screen.
It's probably upside down because I'm doing a reverse camera, but this is what we're seeing here. There's another sign that says his flag, and he has a picture of Ivan Mawarire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also calling for the removal of USA sanctions. We have nothing. And as you can hear, the Zimbabweans are also, having their say.
Okay, Marv, let's move to Zimbabwean protesters. Let's talk to them. Let's hear what they have to say.
Okay, let me get you one of the protesters. We'll start off in Ndebele so that you can hear what they are saying. Hold on, please.
I will come right back to you, Mavi. Of course, there to our listeners and viewers, that there's Marvelous Mthanganya
Mbuye. We have one protester here who came all the way from Canada. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Sinclair from Canada. I'm here because we need to be here. Every single one of us in Marvelous needs to make a change. We need to help make a difference. We have to get rid of Mugabe. We have to get rid of the regime that's there. ZANU-PF has got to go. We need our people to have jobs, homes, food, healthcare. We need everything. Please, people, get rid of Mugabe. You've got to go. Together, we can make a change. Together.
As you can hear there, I have another protester, a young man who will speak to you in Ndebele.
Sanibona nithokazo muhle sikhona silapha sizokhala sikhala le muli yase Zimbabwe kubuhlungu ngoba sithi sikhala sinje sikhalela inhlupho zethu kukhona amaxhegu lapha angaziyo isituation yase Zimbabwe lokho bemile laphana bayabhadalwa iZANU-PF yabanika imali ithi ibanika imali yokuthi bethi umgabe wenza kuhle iZANU-PF nguhulumende omuhle so manje thina sikhona lapha sizomela iqiniso sifuna ukuthi umhlaba uzwe ukuthi iqiniso yilipi sifuna ukuthi abantu bekwazi ukuthi thina silapha ngenxa yodubo lwasekhaya silenhlupheko eziningi izwe ezisibuthanisa lapha asibuyele emumva asoze sidinwe sizaqhubekela phambili silokho sikhala silokho sihlabela lingixolele ilizwi lami selizelaphela besilokho sihlabela lapha siyabatshela ukuthi umgabe wabulala abantu wabulala 20,000 plus people eZimbabwe sifuna ukuthi umhlaba ukwazi khona lokho lokuthi umgabe is a tribalist leader who cannot lead the country sifuna futhi ukuthi umhlaba ukwazi ukuthi he's 92 years old and he has been a president for 36 years. Silobuhlungu ngenxa yakho konke khona lokho. So mahlabe Zulu, silani, asililahlanga, asilikhohlwanga, siyalithanda, simanyenelani, one love. Asisoze sihoxise, asisoze sitshaye inja, sifihle umpini. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume iqiniso. Lani siyalicela khona ngale, keep on piling pressure. Abantu bakobulawayo, you are disappointing, you are not doing well, you are not doing like Harare. Ngicela ukuthi liphuqe abantu bakamthwakazi fuqanini abantu bakabulawayo umgabe ezediniwe asibuyele emuva sidiniwe lixhwegu leli thina umuntu ole 92 years wake wakhokhela yini iphi inhlanganiso at 92 year old asikwazi ukuthi ngisimthiye ngitsho le nkomo asikwazi ukuthi simthiye ngitsho le mbuzi ngoba ezinye zizatshontshwa manje singamnika ilizwe njani hayi mthwakazi lingangidisappoint man awu
Chance wapo kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuno. Tina Pastor Ivan Mawarire vari pano. Tunga, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but we have Pastor Ivan
Mawarire. Can hear you, eh?
We can hear you, Mav. Go ahead.
We see there are so many signs over there that are being written about you. What's your comment about what's going on?
Look, it's a shame. I think, first of all, it's a testament. When you see people putting up those signs and my picture everywhere, it's a testament to the power of the citizen. It's a testament to the fact that a government can be shaken by the citizens of their nation. These people, if you go there, all the plaques have got my picture on it, and they're saying I'm a mercenary for hire, and all sorts of silly things that they're saying. They don't know anything about Zimbabwe. But that shows you that if citizens stand up, tikasimuka as citizens, we've got the power to make a difference for our nation. And so because of that, we keep pushing and we keep speaking up against corruption, injustice, and poverty.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask a follow-up question? Mavi, hold on.
So that I can hear what you guys are saying.
Can we ask Pastor Mawarire a question, please?
Yes, I can. I would have to go back, tell me the question and I'll ask him, then he can come and answer.
Okay, can you ask him, you know, he's been here in the U.S. now for probably a month or so, and a lot has happened in Zimbabwe. People have been brutalized. The crackdown is escalating, you know, against pro-democracy activists. What has he got to say about, you know, all the developments that have taken place in Zimbabwe in his absence?
Okay, let me ask him right now. Pastor Ivan.
There's all Bali's there.
Pastor Ivan, I've just got a question for some of our viewers who are viewing you live on Skype at right. Studio 7. I have Ntungamile who asked a question. There's been a lot that happened since you left. There's been a crackdown of activists. They've been arrested. What's your comment on what's happened since you left?
Again, this is a testament, and I have to, our citizens now know this. This is a sign that the power of citizens is at work. What we are doing cannot be stopped. It's a shame that the government begins to arrest people because they are exercising their constitutional right to speak up. The people who have been arrested have done nothing wrong except to speak up, except to want to build their country. And so this is something that our government has always done. That's all they know how to do. But our commitment is to building Zimbabwe. Their arrests will not stop us. Their intimidation will not stop us. Their torture will not stop us because it is our right. This is going to be the new normal in Zimbabwe. We will do it at home and we'll do it away from home as we are doing right here in New York at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. And just before you...
Kusungwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nehurumende yedu. Zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yatya. Kuti iri kutya vanhu vayo vakutaura chokwadi. Isusu chokwadi chatiri kubvunza hurumende yedu. Ndechekuti masiire inyika yedu ichipazwa. Ichipazwa nehuori. Ichipazwa nekubata vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Nenzira isina kunaka. Ndo mubvunza yatabvunza. Asina izvozvo kusungwa kwavaita vanhu nekuvarova. Tiri kuti isusu hatichamira kutaura. Hatichamira kunoudza pasi rose. Neuori waitwa nehurumende yedu. Imimi kana muchiona kuti chipatara tawe takaverenga nezuro chaiye kuti Harare Hospital haichakwanisa kuita maoperations kurapa vanhu nekuti haina mari yei, mari yemishonga. Asi ndege dzinosimuka zuva nesikati, siku nesikati kuZimbabwe dzakatakura vakuru vakuru venyika yedu vasinorapwa kunze kwenyika. Asi maminista edu vanotengerwa motikari gore negore motikari nyowani. Asi Harare Hospital inoshayiwa mishonga, hazviite izvozvo. Saka isi hatichanyarari. Muchasunga vamuchasunga asi vamwe vachasumuka. Vamunenge masunga vachibuda vanosibuda vachisumuka zvekare. Iyi nyaya iyi haichamira, haichanyararwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda tsunga sekunzwa kwamaita naTatenda naChioniso. Ndo zviri kuitika iko kuno kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muno muNew York. Tiri kunzwa kuti mangwana varatidziri ava neivo zveve December 12 movement vachange vachienda kuUnited Nations. Uko mutungamiri wenyika President Robert Mugabe vari kutarisirwa kutaura. Ndombokusiyai makadaro.
Okay, I thank you there, marvelous Mtanganya, who is in New York, spirited there, of course, in Tunga, at Aona, the guys from December 12th movement, based in New York, they're based in Harlem, they're a pan-Africanist movement, so they're not particularly saying that it's all about President Mugabe. They do talk about other issues, other countries, but right now in spotlight, it's President Mugabe. Chichi, let's come to you. You had a chance to speak to some young Zimbabweans who were in New York on Saturday when these protests began. You had a chance to talk to members of the December 12th movement. You know, tell us what the sentiments are from both sides.
From December 12th movement, they are very pro-Mugabe, pro-ZANU-PF, and their message is the same. It's all about sanctions, but they're asking the protesters in New York that why is it you're not going back to the source being the sanctions. You're talking about unemployment, the health crisis, the educational crisis, but is that not emanating because of what has happened to the president? And that was from the introduction of sanctions. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they say... December 12th says Mugabe used to be one of the most favored model that every leader would admire, especially African leaders. And his dishonor came or rejection from the Western countries came because he decided to give the people back the land. And that is where they are saying, they say, when you think about Mugabe, Mugabe is right. Mugabe has claimed, has given the people the land. And that's where it's emanating from, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the Zimbabweans who are protesting against Robert Mugabe? They're saying that the issues are not issue of sanctions, it's the issue of governance, issue of leadership from the president himself. What are they saying, especially in relation to what December 12th is saying?
They say these people called the December 12th movement don't know what they are talking about because they are not in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. They are enjoying their life here in America. And the people, the young people in Zimbabwe are saying, but listen, we understand that there are sanctions, but it's not about sanctions only. Sanctions is not the only thing that is affecting our country. And with the protests that are coming up, we want to continue directing and saying it's the sanctions when it's not. But it's other issues that the government needs to put in place, mm-hmm. and needs to put in order.
Uh-huh. Going back to the December 21st movement, before we take our next guest, I wouldn't say I was surprised, but you know, you look at these pro-democracy activists or anti-Mugabe activists.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are young people, you know, middle-aged people who still have a future ahead of them. But when you look at these, you know, 21st movement guys, they're a bunch of madalas, you know, way from, you know, the past,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who still hold on to the past. You know, they don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, you know, they are entitled to their views and so forth. But I think, you know, their cause, looking at even their numbers, I think there are about five or so,
mm-hmm,
even on Skype when Marvelous, you know, focused on focused her camera on them,
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a generational, you know, divide between these so-called nationalists and these pro-democracy activists. We are now joined by a man who needs no introduction. And that's Stan Zoradza, a man who has been brutalized by the police and arrested several times. Mkoma Zoradza, tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Tinokutendai makadi vatereri.
Aiwa, tinofara vatereri. Ndinofunga kuti vari bo. Zvinhu zvakamira sei kuHarare uko? Tukuona vanhu vakugara vachingorohwa. Vachingosungwa kutaura kuno vamwe vachiri mumajere kuZimbabwe.
Hurumende yedu yakuratidza kuti haisisina hanya nevainotungamirira. Hurumende yedu yakuchida kuti izame kukonzera nyika yedu kuti state of emergency. Nokuti havasina zano rekugadzirisa pavakakanganisa. And avasina kana kuziva kuti voita sei. Nokudaro vakuda kuchikonzera kuti pave nemhirizhonga kuti vakwanise kuburitsa pfuti. Nokuti marumwe zuro apfuura aya pakaitwa demonstration yenera. Mapurisa vakaridza pfuti kuEPOS. Vakazviramba mumapepa nawo asi tine cases akaitwa atapika atinawo atinogona kuratidza vanhu kuti hurumende iri kunyepa kuti mapurisa havana kushandisa pfuti vakashandisa pfuti kuEPOS ende zvinhu izvi tine humbo saka nokudaro tiri kuti hurumende ngaichirega kuramba ichinyepera nyika yakundikana ngaichiita kuti vana veZimbabwe vatsvagire vamwe vatungamiri vagone kutungamira kana ivo vachigona kugadzirisa pavakakanganisa ngavagadzirise isisi munyika medu tive nerufaro munyika medu mubve mhirizhonga mubve kupondana iye zvino izvi hurumende yedu it's a government iri yakajaira violence iye zvino izvi iri kutuma members ayo ezanu PF kuabducta vanhu vachivarovera kuheadquarters kwavo vobva vavainjecta an non substance zvinhu izvi zvinhu zviri kufanira kuti zvitaurwe nekushorwa. Why is our government failing to appreciate that it should respect its citizens? Zvinhu izvi zviri kurwadza. Ngatidzoke panyaya yekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ngaikudze citizens. It should be accountable to its citizens.
Aha, ngumnumzana Stan Zoradza wenhlanganiso yeTajamuka ngeletemba liyamazi abanengiseke wabotshwa kanenginengi njalo wachaywa kakubi ngamapolisa. Etshengisela nje ngokuthula njengabanye abahlezi betshengisela kulezi nsuku eHarare lizwe njalo kumawarire uPastor Mawarire ongapha eMelika okwamanje ophakathi kokutshengisela nje esigodlweni se-United Nations New York khonapha eMelika lapho uMongameli Mugabe akhona azangena umhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly. Mkoma Zoradza, but, you know, looking at the brutalization and all the torture that we are seeing coming from the police, Bearing in mind that last month, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission released an indicting statement on the government and the police, saying that the police were violating human rights by curtailing these demonstrations and beating up demonstrators. Are we seeing any slowdown? And, probably that's a stupid question because we are not seeing any slowdown from the government and the police. But my question to you is, what's your take, really? Has the government become so numb to institutions that it formed, institutions like the Human Rights Commission? And obviously, everyone is watching.
Right. Our government, from time immemorial, has never respected institutions. Our government controls institutions. There's a very thin line between what we call the government of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZANU-PF, and all other institutions that should govern or assist in shaping the country as a whole. You look, for example, the president who has executive power wakes up just one day, addresses high court judges and supreme court judges. He belittles them and calls them names and gives them direction on what they should do in terms of executing their work. It only shows that what our government is capable of doing is to show that it has power beyond all institutions. Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission will say what it says, but our government won't even listen. And if they keep on saying that, the chief executive or the commissioners will be expelled. So in the end, we are saying here, we are being run, and this country is being run by a group of mafia, a group of terrorists who pretend to be there governing a nation, when in actual fact, they are busy devising methods of terrorism against the citizens. And if terrorism is not enough, they then shift to another level of looting the state resources. And this government has no capacity whatsoever to look at anything progressive. It finds excuses to call when they do failures, and then they come around and blame others. Here, we are suffering. Parenyatwa, a hospital, Gomo Hospital, can no longer do surgical operations because they've run out of painkillers. But you see the government standing tall and blaming sanctions for not having painkillers. When the sanctions were imposed, it is the very same government which brutalized and killed its own citizens in 2000. They went about killing white commercial farmers, and they called them white commercial farmers, when in actual fact they were white Zimbabweans who have Zimbabwean citizenship. And these are citizens of Zimbabwe who have been killed by the government. And today the very same government goes about crying foul of sanctions. They killed their own. They killed their own white Zimbabwean farmers. And therefore the world was angry. They imposed sanctions. And is it wrong to impose sanctions to a system that has shown that it is killing its own people? Remember, they didn't kill Americans. They didn't kill the British. They didn't kill Nigerians. They didn't kill Kenyans. They killed white Zimbabweans. And for this, it infuriated the world. And they got sanctions. We are saying at this point, the government of Zimbabwe must appreciate that what they are doing, the world is watching. And for this December 12th movement,